This is the Thursday Morning Special Blend, and my name is David Yazbek. Right now on the line, we should have Chris Strack. Are you there, Chris?
I am, David. Good morning.
Hi, Chris. Chris, so you are a partner with Ver Design, a green planning and design firm that creates residential, recreational, commercial, and community projects of a human scale. And I know you've got tons of information on your website that people can check out if they're interested in your firm. But this whole notion of green design is something that I've heard a lot about, particularly in the last two or three years, I'd say. Can you tell us what, in your view, it really means?
Well, it's a really challenging definition to give, David. Green design, it's an ambiguous adjective, especially when it's used in the context of planning and design and the development process. But really, in our minds, green design really is just design using best practices and using best practices in a way that addresses unique needs of an individual or a particular circumstance in a unique environment. And when we take on a design project with a client, we really work to satisfy the goals of the individual. We don't walk into, say, a residential architecture project and say, "Thou shalt put photovoltaic panels on your roof." That's not necessarily a green design in all cases. Although using photovoltaics or geothermal heating systems or a fantastic building envelope may be an element of a green design project, good green design really isn't just one thing. It's a combination of things that gives the end user particular outcomes.
And so it sounds like for green design, there could be a spectrum of options available to any person, but ultimately they may take advice from you on what's green or not, but they're going to want a goal and they're going to try to tailor the design to that goal.
Well, definitely. And that's where there's advantage in working with a firm like ours, an environmental design firm. And there are good green designers that practice at all scales, be it residential architecture, landscape architecture, urban design, urban planning, engineering, industrial design. Green design can be practiced at all scales, but what we try and do in our business is meet with a client at the beginning of the process and determine where their values lie, what is their belief structure, and then try and identify with them what our targets are going to be to address opportunities within a green design process surrounding ideas of better comfort, improved health, financial savings, not only in the short and medium term, but looking on into the future.
Now, Chris, obviously one of the benefits of green design for some people is minimizing impact on the environment. But oftentimes I hear persons, government organizations, agencies pitching green design as also a potential money saver. You know, in this weather, people say if you put weather stripping up and you plug holes and put insulation here and there, you can actually save money. I mean, how does that work? Because my sense as well is that sometimes designing a project with green goals in mind may be more costly, at least at the outset.
Yeah, in terms of the dollars and cents of green design, there is an investment, and frankly, that investment is both one that is financial, but it's also one that involves time. To design well, one should give themselves the time to execute. In terms of the dollars and cents, really, it's often it's a constraint that that most people have. I don't think any of us have money trees growing in our backyard, and so the design process is always constrained by the budget. Now, there is opportunity for savings both in the short term and in the long term. It's often the short-term ones that people have their eye turned to. But to give you a number that really blew me away the first time that I read it, but here in Canada, we use almost 20% of the energy that's consumed in Canada is consumed in operating our homes. And federal, provincial governments of all level often turn towards the big industry in their efforts to reduce energy consumption, which ultimately saves us all money. But the opportunity for real savings is also present at the residential scale. And we often work with clients to help them save money in that realm, although there are lots of other opportunities for saving money in a green-designed home. When designing in a green way, one needs to think about the medium and the long term, not just the first cost. And when we buy homes, it's often the sticker price that that helps us make a decision for or against something, but the operational cost is something that really we should be taking into consideration as well.
And in terms of a green design process, is it any longer or shorter than a regular process if you're say renovating a house or constructing or designing a new area? How does that work, Chris?
It has to be a longer process, but as I was suggesting before, a time can be as valuable a resource as money when undertaking a design for a home or a neighborhood or a community as a whole. If you give yourself time, you give yourself the opportunity to not only be informed as to what your options are, but then also give yourself an opportunity to reflect on those options. Now, in working with a firm like ours, we can help expedite that process by working with a client first to identify their goals for a particular project, and then help them more quickly narrow the thousands of options that are available to them, and make recommendations on ones that we feel are most appropriate to their circumstance. Whether their goal is to improve the indoor air quality of their home or find efficiencies in terms of their energy use or take greater advantage of sunlight and the sun's energy or some combination or balance of all of those things, we can help expedite that process.
And Chris, is your sense, I know I have a sense that there's more and more consciousness about environmental issues or green issues. Have you experienced that in your business? Is that something that's increasing? There's increasing interest and desire to have this kind of design built into a house or a commercial building or whatever?
Without question. And definitely the mass media has helped with that, as you suggested earlier. In the last 2 or 3 years, we formed our business in 2006. It was incorporated then, and we've seen tremendous growth in industry or in interest in the industry of design over that period. I think even with the downturn in the economy, or perhaps especially because of the downturn in the economy, people are looking for alternative solutions. And many of these solutions that we present clients with aren't necessarily all that novel. Many of the ideas are old ideas that have been forgotten, and we're now starting to revisit, perhaps reconfigure, put together in a modern way or in a modern context. But we're often looking to the past while we look to the future.
Well, that sounds very, very fascinating, Chris. It'll be interesting to see how this works out over the next year or two, too, with the economy the way it is. But thanks very much for coming on this morning.
You're very welcome.
And I'm sure we'll be in touch some other time.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Chris. That was Chris Straka. Chris is a partner with Ver Design, and he was talking to us about the whole notion of green design and what you can do with that if you're interested. And if you want to know more about Chris's firm, you can check them out online. It's Ver, as in the French version of green, V-E-R-T, design.ca. It's 8:55. You're listening to CKCU. This is the Thursday morning special blend.